Now, from Edinburgh University, where he's currently studying, we have a bagpipe player who we will get to know in a few moments. But first, we're going to let you get to know him simply by listening. Welcome, Sean Regan. Wow, live, that is Sean Regan here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What was that called?
That's a four-part march called Balmoral Highlanders, and it's been a favorite of mine for a while.
And now George Baldarows has the Balmoral School of Piping,
Well,
and I guess the Balmoral is a county, right?
he and actually Jimmy McIntosh is the head of that. I'm not actually sure how their program is going at the moment, but the Jimmy McIntosh Balmoral School has been around for a while.
Yeah, and it's still going well. We talk with them. They just had the classic not too long ago. So tell me a little bit about how I know your dad plays pipes, and your dad actually, I think, has the first performance degree
He
in
has,
bagpipe from Carnegie Mellon.
yes, he has the first degree of any sort in the world in bagpiping, and that's a BFA from Carnegie Mellon. So,
And you are about to get the first ever degree in the world in education, focusing on bagpiping and music education, right?
well, what they've just done, is instituted the bagpipe as a major instrument in Edinburgh University's already existing music education program. And to my knowledge, that's the first of its kind in the world. There's a very similar program run by Jimmy Bell down in Arkansas at Lyon College. And I'm looking into that program just to figure out what similarities we have at the moment. But they did that last fall. So they're popping up all over the place. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah, why has it taken? I mean, the bagpipe's an old instrument. It's been around for years. Why has it taken so long for it to be brought into academia in this way, do you think?
Well, that has to do a lot with the culture of the pipers. Most instruments that have been around for a while have sort of grown up in the same neighborhood of Europe. And they've grown up playing together in orchestras and all sorts of things like that. And the piper has just been content to sort of stand off on a hill somewhere in Scotland and do his own thing. I mean, it wasn't until couple hundred years ago that we started having pipe bands. I mean, pipers didn't even start playing together until just a couple hundred years ago. And it's a very it's kind of like the world of Harry Potter. I mean, it sort of sticks to itself for the most part. But there are a couple of folks who are interested in getting it into the mainstream again, getting it, you know, building it into orchestras and symphonies, getting bagpipe concertos.
There is a lot, I think, about bagpiping that some people may not understand. There's a bladder, right, that you're that has air in it, and you're compressing it to make the notes, right? You have to fill that up and keep it filled as you play, but also manipulate it as you finger the pipes, and it can't be that easy of an instrument to learn how to play.
There are a lot of complicating factors about the bagpipe. It's one of the hardest instruments to tune because it really does require a lot of physical coordination. I mean, there's a certain amount of physical strength involved, but it's more coordination than anything else. It's a lot like riding a bicycle that really doesn't want you to start riding it at first.
Now, you just took off what I would call the equivalent to the bell of a trumpet, or it almost looks like a clarinet. He's holding this pipe with a reed and at one end and a bell at the other end that is sort of the effluent of the bellows, the exit, I think, right?
Yeah.
One of the I guess you've got multiple pipes there.
Well, that's why it's called the bag pipes.
Pipes, yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah. This is what I'm holding is called the chanter of the pipes. Chanter, and it's the melody piece. It's got a double reed in it, very similar to the bassoon, but it's a lot more compact. It's a lot more solid. One of the things I said it's hard to tune these things is when you play the bassoon or the oboe or any other kind of a reed instrument, you've got direct access to the reed with your lips. You can control it with your lips. Also, you can control the pressure with which you sound it. With the bagpipe, you have to play it just a constant pressure throughout. That's why you don't have any sort of dynamic capabilities with the pipes. And you don't have any direct access to the reeds.
So do you have to tune the reeds by blowing in them directly prior to playing? I mean, by
sort
actually
of,
putting
them
in your mouth?
That's the right idea. You actually seat them in the top of the chanter or in the base of the drones, the three things that stick out over the shoulder. You have to just seat them is what it's called. It's the height or depth of the reed in its position. And then also you can make modifications to the tongues of the reed to increase or decrease the pitch.
How long does a reed last in that pipe?
That depends on how careful you are with it. Some folks, a reed will last a day and then they break it. But this reed that I'm playing at the moment I've had for probably 8 months.
Wow. And the drones need to be tuned so that they are in harmony with each other and also with is that called the melody? I'm sorry.
The chanter. Yes, there you go.
So that they're in harmony with that. That would be difficult.
Well, that's one of the reasons that the pipes can be so moving as well as so frightening when they're out of tune. The pipe actually tunes. It's supposed to have a unison over the course of several octaves, with the bass drone being the B-flat at the bottom of a bass clef, the two tenor drones being the octave above that, B-flat. The main tonic note on the chanter, we call it low A, but it's actually B-flat, and then it goes up to an octave above that. So if it's out of tune, you can have this discord, this fighting sort of really painful sound over the course of four octaves, which is physically irritating. That's why it can hurt to listen to a bagpipe that's out of tune. It's also why, as I say, it can be so beautiful to hear that same note over the course of four octaves perfectly in tune.
This is Sean Regan, who is a bagpipe student at Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania, Go Fighting Scots, who is here today playing with us. We'll talk a little bit more about his background and future in just a moment, but we're going to listen to another tune from him now. Once again, Sean Regan.
All right. I played a march to start off with, and I'm going to play a Strathspeyan reel set. That's a couple of dance tunes. The first one you'll see is more pointed, sort of a held and cut rhythm, whereas the second one is a lot smoother, a bit faster as well. Susan McLeod and the Brown-Haired Maid.
That's Seth Regan, or Sean Regan. It's funny. I knew I was going to do that. Cause, does that happen to you sometimes?
Oh, I forget my name all the time. Yeah.
Sean Regan. I could feel the vibrations of that as you were playing really strongly, and it made me think that you must feel them even more so. Your body has to feel... I can't imagine... I think of Charlie Chaplin in Modern Times, where, I don't know if you know that film, where he's doing these repetitive tasks like with the jackhammer, and then he stops and his hands are still moving. I mean, is that...
There's some of that that goes on. With the pipes, it's a very adrenaline-boosting task. My dad has actually taken his blood pressure and whatever it is, and while he's playing the pipes versus when he's just sort of not playing the pipes, and the increase in overall pressure is just tremendous. It's fantastic for your heart and aerobic system.
Interesting. So that you could start a whole new craze. They say that great ideas often happen at the intersection of two completely unrelated things. Mm-hmm. So you relate bagpiping and aerobic exercise videos, and you could be it.
There have actually there are a couple of folks up at school who a lot of people start playing the pipes when they get to Edinburgh, not before. And a lot of the folks that have started piping at Edinburgh have actually quit smoking because of it. Because, I mean, it's possible to smoke and play pipes at the same time, technically, yes. But it's a lot better just in general. And this is a good incentive to stop.
You could wean yourself off by having the bellows smoke the pipe or the cigarette instead of you.
Yeah.
It'd bring new meaning to pipe smoking, too.
Yes.
You're listening to Sean Regan, and we're going to have him close out with one more tune in a second. And first, I need to tell you that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSHA Grove City, 91.7. WNJR Washington, 91.7. WCUC Clarion and PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org, live and on demand. Quick check of weather reveals that the National Weather Service still has a special weather statement for snow squalls, potentially making visibility difficult, particularly in Mercer, Venango, Forest, Lawrence, Butler, and Clarion counties, as well as Jefferson, Armstrong, and Indiana. Otherwise, the forecast is calling for temperatures today around the mid-30s, tonight in the mid-20s, and tomorrow possibly as high as 40 degrees. Right now, 27 in Clarion and Grove City. A little bit of sun in New Concord with a balmy 32 degrees. 27 in Indiana, 30 in Washington, and 28 degrees in Pittsburgh. So is this your last year now at Murrow?
No, actually. I'm about 2.5 years away from graduation at this point.
Okay, so your status is
sophomore. Technically, yes.
And you came, we were talking off the air, your family moved from North Texas to Pittsburgh,
yes.
And that was largely so your dad could study at Carnegie Mellon?
It was exclusively so my dad could study at Carnegie Mellon. He got the first degree in the world in bagpiping, and that was Carnegie Mellon's BFA in bagpipe performance.
Now, did your dad have another career prior to that?
No, this is it.
Okay, so he did he have any formal academic degree in bagpipe? He couldn't have. He had the
first. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, he's done a lot in live performance. Both my dad and I are performers. That's and the bagpipe is the means through which we perform, or at least the main means. So he had been pursuing at one point a drama degree at University of Texas in Austin, and decided partway through that degree that what he really wanted to do was bagpiping. And they moved to Wichita Falls, my mom and dad did. I think they stayed there for 9 years. They had me and two of my three younger siblings. And then they moved to Pittsburgh in 92. And he graduated from CMU in 96.
Do any of your brothers or sisters play pipes as well?
All of them have, to a certain extent. And Peter and Kelsey, or I guess it's Kelsey and Peter, the next two after me, have done professional performances on the pipes. And Ella decides, I mean, they're all musical. Mm-hmm. But she in particular decided to take a more singing and guitar bent. So, I mean, I think there isn't anyone in my family that doesn't play at least three instruments.
Wow. Well, it's been great to have you here. Is there anything else you want to point out that I haven't mentioned?
Well, just that it's a job that by definition means travel. And I thank you for having me down here to Pittsburgh. Looking forward to the trip back up to Edinburgh this afternoon.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, and I hope you'll come back sometime again. It's really fun.
Certainly
to
hope
here.
So, with an update in a couple of months, perhaps.
You bet.
But we're accepting applications now at Edinburgh University for music education majors with a focus in bagpiping.
Do you think you might like to teach at a university?
It could be fun. But my main interest is with kids. I have a student now who started piping when he was 10. It's his first instrument ever. And last week qualified for his pipes, the age of 11. So, I mean, I really enjoy teaching kids. And the age is 8. 8 onward is a good age to start playing the pipes.
I just noticed Susanna Ortner-Roberts has two clarinets out. I think she's got envy over the bagpipes here. All these reeds here, and she's got multiple clarinets that's coming out. And if you're tuning in, by the way, for the Ortner-Roberts duo, they'll be up very shortly. What would you like to close out with?
Well, I'm going to play a couple of tunes, but I'd like to let folks know that if they want a piper for a performance or to take lessons, my dad teaches in Pittsburgh, I teach in Edinburgh, and we both travel all over the place. You can get in touch with me through sprbagpiper.com. That's SPR as in Sean Patrick Regan, bagpiper.com. And that being said, I'm going to play a hornpipe and jig to close things out.
Thank you, Sean. Once again, here's Sean Regan. Thanks, Sean.